So we are holding on Samachtes Amud Beis, the second line of the wide lines. So seven lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, three possible cases where a person is high of Chatas for Shabbos. One is where he didn't know about Shabbos at all, and we discussed the question, does that mean only, for example, he was a Tanik Shemishpa and never knew about Shabbos, but versus where he knew about it and then forgot, or is it both then? So that's we had Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on that. We had the exact definition of what a shogeg is according to Munbaz and then according to the Chachamim. When within the Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So that was the first case. We said then he's chayav one chatas for all the Shabbosim collectively that he broke. Then we have the second and third cases in the Mishnah where he knows about Shabbos, but he didn't know that today was Shabbos, and number three, where he knows today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know this is a Malacha. So we're going to be focusing on those last two. So this is that second one, that middle case, is called Shigas Shabbos v'Zodin Malacha. He's shigig about Shabbos because he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, but he's made it on Malachas in the sense that he knows that this and this and this are Malachas, and he's not doing it today because he doesn't know it's a Malacha. He's doing it today because he doesn't know it's Shabbos. And then you have the other way around is called Shigas Shabbos, it's called Zodin Shabbos for Shigas Malachas, where he knows the third case is where he knows that it's Shabbos, he's made it on Shabbos, but he's shigging on the Malachas because he doesn't know this particular thing is a Malacha. So we're going to focus on that. The Mishnah said, Hayadeh Ikka Shabbos, that if a person knows the basic concept of Shabbos and he just doesn't know that today is Shabbos, so we said he's chayav one chatas for all the Malachas he did on that Shabbos, and we said in the Mishnah that every Shabbos individually he's going to be chayav a chatas for. We discussed in the Mishnah, Rashi had said that the days in between are mechalek because he knew in between that there was a Shabbos. And we discussed what Tosfos says over there, that not necessarily did he know, and it's just there's a cause of that it divides, that the days in between divide one from the other. But okay, the Gemara says, Menohanimili. Where do we know this from, that sometimes, both of these dinim, that sometimes a person is chayav one chatas for each Shabbos, and sometimes he's chayav one chatas for each individual malacha on that Shabbos? How do we know that distinction? Amr of Nachman, Amr Rav Barbor, Trei Kroy Ksivi, because there are two psukim that are written in this connection. Number one, the Shomru Bnei Yisrael for Shabbos, the Jewish people shall keep the Shabbos in the singular. And then you have a pasuk. It's in a couple of places in Vayikra, one of them in this week's parsha. Keep my Shabbosim plural, Shabbosai, my Shabbosai. So what is it? Is it one Shabbos? Or is it one Shabbos, or is it many Shabbosos? So Hokei says, the Shomru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos means Shmira Achas Shabbosos Habe. The first pasuk means that sometimes you have one Shmira, one guarding for many Shabbosos. So a person was Machal, many Shabbosos, so therefore, but he's only bringing one Chatas. Whereas that Shabbosai says, Yishmoru Shmira Achas L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. When you have Shabbosai in the plural, is when he's bringing Chatoi separately for each one. Sorry, okay, we're not focusing on the third one yet. We're not focusing on the one about separate Malachas, where he didn't know that the Malachas were also, that we're going to deal with next. We're dealing actually with the first two cases in the Mishnah. The one where he didn't know Ikur Shabbos at all, and he's bringing one Chatos for all of them, versus the one where he knew Ikur Shabbos, and he's bringing a chatas for each Shabbos. So we're saying that you have one pasuk that mentions Shabbosos in the plural, another one that mentions Hashabbos in the singular. So you have Shomer Bnei Yisrael Hashabbos means that you have one chatas for many Shabbosos, and that Shabbosos Tishmeru means a separate shmira, a separate guarding, a separate chatas for each Shabbos that he broke. But now, okay, the pasuk obviously doesn't specify which is which, so therefore it means the Torah left it up, Hashem left it up to the Chachamim to use Svara now. It's more logical than to say that in the first case there's one big shogeg, the fact that he broke all those Shabbosim was based on one big shogaga, that he didn't know to begin with, or forgot the whole concept of Shabbos. So therefore, it's logical to say that that is the case where he's bringing one chatas to cover all those Shabbosim, versus the other one, as Shab Sofet Yishmolu, the Chachamim figured out, must be where there's a separate, where you can say that there's a separate Shogig for each one, because again, either on the days in between he did know that there, he had to have known that there's a Shabbos, since Shabbos is every 7 days, or even if he didn't have to know, just the fact that a Shabbos is separated from the next one by 6 weekdays makes it that it's considered a separate goof, and therefore a separate chatas. Okay. The Maskis of Nachum Yitzchak, however, of Nachum Yitzchak asks on that, and says, Adrabba, if chemistabra, if you're going to douse in the psukim that way, then douse in them the other way around. The Shomru b'nei Yisrael is the Shabbos. When it says that the Jewish people shall guard the Shabbos in the singular, then it means Shmira achas l'chol Shabbos or Shabbos. It means an individual Shmira for every individual Shabbos. Each Shabbos stands on its own, not tied to the other one, and you bring a separate chatas for each one. And Vesrab Soyte Tishmoru, Shmira Achas, the Shabbos Tabe, and then Vesrab Soyte Tishmoru, where it says, my Shabbos Soyte in the plural, implies that you have a bunch of Shabbos Soyte tied together. So that would actually be the first case in the Mishnah where the person didn't know about Shabbos at all, didn't know about it to begin with, forgot about it as the case maybe, and therefore is bringing one chatas for all of them. There's no actual machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. They're just arguing how to douse in the respective tefillin. The dinim themselves, we said in the Mishnah. Okay. Then we said Hayadeya Shu Shabbos. We said the third case of the Mishnah was he knows that it's Shabbos and forgets that these things are also, or didn't know that these things are also as malachas. So we said then he's bringing a chata separately for each av malacha. And we said the maximum number he could be bringing is 39, because there are 39 of his malachas. So the question is, Maishna Resho, Maishna Sefer. Why is it with Shigas Shabbos, Vizodin Malachas, why is it that he's bringing one chatas for each Shabbos, because he didn't know it was Shabbos? And then in the Sefer, where he had Zodin Shabbos for Shigas Malachas, he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know these are malachas, why is he bringing a separate chatas for each one? Meaning, in other words, if we're going to say further, the Ritva explains the question like this: if we're going to bring further along this concept, we have to find a pasuk that tells us this whole concept that you should have to bring a separate chatas for each av malacha. Because after all, without a pasuk, there's no particular logical reason to say that. You should say, look, breaking Shabbos is breaking Shabbos. That you did however many malachas you did. The fact is, it's all one big action of breaking Shabbos. Therefore, you should just have to bring one chatas. The fact is, we're saying it's not like that. He's bringing a separate chatas for each one. We're going to need a pasuk to say that. So therefore, why are we? So what's the logic to say that? We should apply that when he forgot about the malachas than when he forgot about Shabbos. So what's the logic? Because the difference is that what is he staying away from? In the Reisha, meaning the second case of the Mishnah, if they were to tell him today is Shabbos, then he would realize right away, Oyvei, I did this and this and this malacha, and I broke Shabbos. So therefore it was a shogig of Shabbos, and therefore it's one chatas. As opposed to in the last case, if they tell him today is Shabbos, yeah, I know today is Shabbos, so, yeah, but did you know that's a malacha? Oh, I didn't realize that's a malacha. So the shgaga is on, he knows he's Purish, he stays away from it when he finds out that this is a malacha. So therefore, in other words, Rav Safra is saying basically that what he finds out after the shogig is what we key off of to say how many chatos he's bringing. So what he didn't know before is that it's Shabbos. So we're going to discuss later on the case. What if he didn't know both of them? We're going to talk about that on our day. But for meanwhile, we're saying that if he knew all along that these are malachas, he just didn't know it was Shabbos. So therefore, what he just found out now is that it's Shabbos, and therefore that was his shogig. So that's what it is. Okay, Amalei Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman says that doesn't work. Kum parish b'Shabbos el b'shul malachas. After all, and if they tell him that today is Shabbos and he stays and he stops doing it because it's Shabbos. The only reason is because he knows that this is a malacha. So therefore, so he just realizes now that the malachas that he did are osur. So, and vice versa, if they tell him a malacha, if he actually thought that today was Tuesday, he still wouldn't have a problem. He'd continue doing the malacha only because he realizes that it's Shabbos. Is he stopping? So therefore, so the two things are really interdependent. As Rashi says, when they inform him it's Shabbos, now he realizes that he did an aveda by doing all those malachas, and vice versa. When he knows the malachas is only because of Shabbos. If they tell him it's malachas, then he realizes all of a sudden, oh well, why are they telling me it's malachas? Oh, because today was Shabbos. So you still have to ask why the difference. Ela Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, no, the reason is like this. Kurban dechiv rachmana amai ashgoga. After all, what is the Torah being mechayev ashgoga for? And what is the Torah being mechayev achatas for? Ashgoga, because the person was shogeg, because that's the whole point. The Torah says, when a person did an aveda b'shogeg, then they bring achatas. So therefore, we just have to see how many things was he shogeg on. So the difference is in the case where he forgot that today is Shabbos, then there was only one shogeg. There was only one thing that he forgot, that it's Shabbos. Whereas in the second case, Zodin Shabbos Hashigas Malachas, Tuva Shgogas Haven, you have many Shgogas, because there's many, many details that he forgot. He forgot that this Malacha is also, and this one, and this one. Therefore, separate Chattas for each one. So in other words, Rashi says, basically, Rav Sheshes had taken the view that you go according to what it is he finds out at the end, whereas Rav Nachman is saying you go according to what he had forgotten at the beginning. And therefore, so that's it. Therefore, so therefore, that's why in the first case he's bringing one chatas, and in the second case he's bringing multiple chatas. Okay. So now we have to ask chiluk malachas minolon. Okay. So where do we get this whole concept that you bring a separate chatas for each malacha? Because the pasuk says a person who is mechalel Shabbos, mois yumas, he shall be put to death. And the double expression mois yumas implies haTorah ribsam mitzvos harbe al chilulechos. The Torah is telling us that you have many different mitzvos to one chilul. So in other words, you can have a person who is mechalel Shabbos in any of many different ways, and he's getting mitzvah. So therefore, so we see therefore there's a concept that separate malachos get separate penalties. I'm amazing. What are you talking about? That's talking about amazing. How is that relevant to our case over here where he does the malacha b'shogeg? The answer is in any amazing. Look, you can't say that pasuk is teaching us a din about amazing. Dichtiv kala oisa by malacha yumos, because you already have a different pasuk that tells us that a person is machal shavus amazing that he gets misa. So you don't need the words Mechalaleo Mois Yumas to teach us the same din. Therefore, Tneo Inyan Mashoegig. Therefore, what we do is we reapply, as we know, a rule that we have throughout Chas, that we can do that. When you have a positive which isn't necessary in one context, we can apply it to a related context. So over here, we're applying it to the related case of Shoegig. Tosfos points out that, look, I mean, obviously it can't be about Misa anyway. Even if we didn't have a different pasuk, you can't kill the guy more than once. If you did five malachas on Shabbos, you're still only putting him to death once. Okay, but Tosfos says if you didn't have the different pasuk, then what you would say is that it is in fact talking about Mezid. It's not telling us anything about Shogeg. Most Yomos, okay, Dibur Torah Koloshim Rei Adam. The Torah often uses terminology like that. It uses a double expression. Once we have the other pasuk, which already says kol ha'isa by malacha yumas, then we know that this one, both words in it, mois yumas, are not necessary at all, because just to teach us that he gets the death penalty, we already know from the other pasuk. Therefore, we can reapply it to shogeg and tell us that it means chibuk malacha, that he's bringing a separate korban for each one. So that's what it is. Therefore, so umay yumas b'mamun. So in that case, we still have to say, even when we're reapplying the pasuk to something else, to a different context, we still have to, the words in the pasuk still have to have some kind of meaning. And what would we say that yumas means in that case? It means yumas the mamon, means he's killed in the financial sense, but he has to bring a lot of korbanos. But we would learn from most yumas that's a separate korbanos that he's bringing for each chilul Shabbos. And again, that would be the case where he was shregig on the malachas, where he's bringing a separate chatas for each one. And most yumas, therefore, then he's being killed financially by bringing a separate chatas for each one. Okay. So that's where we learn chiluk malachas. So the Gemara says, why do we have to learn it from there? The typical chiluk malachas mehecha de naftalei l'rav Nosson. Why doesn't instead Shmuel learn the concept of chiluk malachas from the same place where Rav Nosson learns it? The Tanya, Rav Nosson, when the pasuk says like Tavaru Eish B'Chomish V'Seichem B'Yerim HaShabbos, the pasuk says, so the pasuk tells us at the beginning of Parshas Vayakil, Moshe gathers the Jewish people together, and he tells them that Hashem says you have to keep Shabbos and do not light a fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. So what do we need that for? If we have 39 malachas, why is the Torah singling out that one? Since you have the previous Sukkim, say Moshe gathered all the Jewish people together, and he told them these are the things that Hashem said, on 6 days work is allowed to be done. So how do we see from that pasuk 39 malachas? So he says like this. Now the pasuk says, Eila had devarim, Rashativa Hashem. So we can say like this. First of all, you have the word devarim. You have the word devarim. And the pasuk could have said that Moshe tells them devarim Rashativa Hashem lasses like them. And the word devarim would be two things. Had devarim, the hey is, adds another one. So far you have three. Eila had devarim, and then you have the word Eila, which the word Eila is gematria 36. So 36 plus 3 equals 39. Eila shloshim b'teisha malachas shenem l'moshe b'sinai. So therefore, that's a hint to the 39 malachas. The fact that it says Eila had devarim teaches us that there are 39 malachas. The Yerushalmi, by the way, brings that from a different way. The Yerushalmi says you don't even need to douse in the word devarim and had devarim. Just the fact that it says Eila. We often had a couple of times already in Or Masechta where the Gemara garishes a hey and a ches interchangeably, that a hey is as if it was a ches, because after all, a hey and a ches are shaped very much the same, and they sound, at least the proper pronunciation of a ches, sounds almost like a hey. Not the common Ashkenazic pronunciation, but the original pronunciation, the way the Sfaradim do it in the back of the throat. So therefore, so the Yerushalmi says, you can darshan the word Eila as if it said Eilech with a Ches, and therefore you also have 39. Aleph Lamed Ches equals 39. Anyway, continues Rav Nosson. Given that we have the pasuk is implying to us that there are 39 malachas, Yochol Asan Kulan Behelam Echad Einachai Galachas, you would think then that if a person did all these malachas in one helem, so there was all one period of time when he didn't know these malachas are osur. Again, we're talking about where he knew all along that it was Shabbos. And as we said yesterday, we're talking about the case where, let's say, he knows that it's osur to go out of the tchum on Shabbos, but that's the only issue of Shabbos he knows. So we said that would be the case. Well, we said according to the Shlokish, actually, that would be the only case where he's chayv chatos for the individual malachas. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we had a different case where he knows the malachas are osur, but he didn't know the chayv karis. Anyway, the point is that let's say in whichever scenario it is, a person did all these malachas, the helam echad, ein chayev ala achas, you would think that maybe he's only chayev one chatos. But no, says Rabbi Nosson, no. The Talmud Lomar, therefore we have a different process. Earlier in Parshat Kisisa, the Torah says, "Bechorish uvakotu tishvas." You have to rest. You have to rest in plowing and in harvesting. Now, you actually have two ways that the Gemara mentions two ways that we understand those words. "Bechorish uvakotu." One is that it's referred, the pasuk starts off over there, Sheshes Yom Tavet, Avayim Ashvi Tishbos, Bechorish Vakotu Tishbos. There's two major ways of understanding what that pasuk is teaching us. One is that we're saying over here, it teaches us that the beginning of the concept of Chiluk Malachas, that it is talking about Shabbos, and saying you're not allowed to plow and you're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos, and we use that to teach us about Chiluk Malachas. The other way of understanding it is actually, and we learn from that also in that case, We also learn from it that when it says b'chodesh v'koser tishbeis, it means you're not allowed to do chodesh and koser that are needed for your own personal needs, but you're allowed to do chodesh and koser that are, you're allowed to do koser specifically that's needed for the Beis Mikdash, namely to harvest the oimer even when the first day Pesach, or the second day Pesach rather, comes out on Shabbos. So that's one way of understanding it. The other way is to understand that b'chodesh v'koser tishbeis is actually teaching us a din about Shemitah. Anyway, the point is, Rav Nosson is taking the first view that it's talking about Shabbos, and since the Pasuk mentions Chodesh and Kosser, two separate malachas, so therefore it shows that you have a separate chasas for each one. So in other words, in effect, the Torah is telling you separately, don't do Chodesh, don't do Kosser. Therefore, each one of them is considered as if it was a separate lav. And therefore a separate korban for each one. Okay, but still you could argue that maybe those two are singled out. Okay, so maybe you're going to say then fine. So it means that for plowing and planting, those are going to be separate lavim, and you're going to be chayv a separate chasas for each one. But maybe for all the rest of the malachas, maybe all the rest of the malachas are included under the general thing, loy sasa kol malacha, and ein chayv al chasas achas, so you only chayv one chasas. And in that case, the maximum then would be three chatos. If a person did plowing and harvesting and all the other malachas, then he's bringing three chatos according to that. So how do you know that not? Talmud Loima, that's why Rav Nosson says, therefore we continue, therefore the Pasuk says, Loi Savaru Esh, therefore also the Pasuk mentions, don't light a fire on Shabbos. So now what we do is, Havara B'chlal Haisa, that, now like this, Havara lighting a fire was in the category of all the other malachas, it's included in Loi Sasekom Malacha, V'loma Yosas, so why was it singled out, why is the total mention it separately, in order to make a hekish with it. This is the example of kol davar shahir b'chlal, the yasim in a klal lalamed, which we say every morning in davening, Lord, what do you say? Lo lalamed al atma yasir. It doesn't come to teach us just for itself, that a certain din applies only to itself. El lalamed al klal kula yasir. Rather, it comes to teach us about the whole klal. So therefore, ma havara shi avvalacha, just like havara burning, starting a fire, is an av malacha, b'chayavan aleha b'fnei atma, and a person who does it would be chayav chatas for it separately, because it says an explicit lav specifically by it, loy sevaru esh, therefore, af kolshu av malacha, chayavan aleha b'fnei atma. So the same thing, any other av malacha a person is chayav individually for. So why don't we do the same thing with Chodesh and Koser? The reason is like this. We know the concept of klal of prat, but when we say that when there's a klal of prat, then we look only at the prat. So actually, if we were to say that you have a klal of don't do malacha, and you have a prat of chodesh and koser, then actually you would say that you would have to darshan them as a klal of prat, and then you would say it's only those things you're not allowed to do. However, Rashi explains the thing is like this: the klal is a loisester. The Torah says don't do malacha. The prat b'chodesh of a koser tishbos is written in the form of an esser. It's not written don't do chodesh and don't do koser. It's actually written in the form rest from Chodesh and Kotzer, which makes it an essay. Therefore you can't do it as a klal of prat. And therefore you also can't do it as a davar shahoy b'chlal v'yotzim in a klal olamid, because that is also that many of those rules that we have in the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatran and Dreshes Behen are actually outgrowths of the rules of klal of prat of prat of klal. We have klal of prat, prat of klal of prat of klal, the klal shu tzarich of prat, kol davar shahoy b'chlal, etc. All of those are outgrowths of the rules of klal of prat and prat of klal. So in this case, you can't darshan this as a klal of prat with chodesh and kotzer, because don't do malacha as a lois eser. Chodesh and kasher is an eser, so therefore they don't go together. So therefore you also can't darshan them as. Therefore you also can't darshan them as davar shahoyah b'chal v'yatzur nakal alamid. Therefore we have to resort to lois of aruish, which is written as a prat, and therefore we say that then we can learn from it to the whole cloud. That's Rashi's first explanation. Also, Rashi explains another reason we can't learn from Chodesh and Kasher is because there are two things, and we know we have a concept that Gemara mentions in a number of places, Shnei Suvma, Boim Te'echad, Ein Melamdin. When you have two dinim, where we have two psukim, or two dinim, where the Torah tells us exactly the same concept, then Adrabba, we don't learn from them to other places, because we say if it was meant to learn from them to other places, then the Torah could have written it by one of them, and we would have learned the other one from it. So just the opposite. We started saying that we're going to learn from Chodesh and Kasher. We actually can't learn from Chodesh and Kasher. First of all, because they're essays rather than lois essays, and second of all, because Shnei Suma Boim Kachod. Because then Adrabba, you would say, why did the Torah mention two things? If it meant to make a binyan av from it, if it meant just to darshan as a klal of prat, and to say that lo lamed al asma yaseh, etc., then it would have written only one or the other of them. So therefore, that's why we have to have loisavaru ish. And Rashi says, in that case, then we're using b'chorosh of a kasher is teaching us one of the other drushas that I was mentioning before. Either the fact that either it means as far as Rav Akiva learns from it the concept of tois b'shvius, the concept that you're not allowed to do malachas on the ground, plowing and harvesting and whatever on Shemitah itself, but you also have to stop doing them a certain amount of time before Shemitah. It's called Tos for Shavuot. The same way you have to stop Malacha a certain amount of time before Shabbos or Yom Tov, the same way with Shavuot. And Rabbi Shmuel, meanwhile, learned something else from it, which is that we learned from that you're allowed to harvest the Omer on Shabbos. That when you say you're not allowed to do, you're plowing and you're harvesting, it means things that you're doing for your own personal uses, as opposed to here where you're doing it for the Beis Mikdash. Anyway, the point is, therefore, so based on all of, so again, let's review what Rav Nosson said. He explained to us that the pasuk implies 39 malachas, and then what we need to know the concept of chiluk malachas. So first we thought to learn it from b'chorosh of akasher. We said we can't do that, and therefore we end up learning it from lois of aruish. So we have a concept of chiluk malachas. Now we have the concept that if a person did separate malachas on Shabbos, he's bringing a separate chatois for them. So why does Shmuel need to have a different limud for it that he learns from the pasuk Mos Yuma that we said the Bchalaleh Mos Yuma, and we said we have to take it from the context of Mezid and apply it to the context of Shogeg. Why doesn't he just use Rav Nosson's Joshua? So we're in the middle of Ayin Amud. We're towards the bottom of Ayin Amud Aleph, about three quarters of the way down the Amud. So the question was, why does Shmuel need his own limud for chiluk malachas, for saying that if a person does a separate malachas, he brings separate chatois, as long as he's forgotten that these are malachas, instead of using Rav Nosson's drasha, we're learning it from like Tavaru Eish, and saying that from that we learn to all the other malachas. The answer is Shmuel Savalak Rav Yosi. The answer is because Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav Nosson. Shmuel holds like Rav Yosi. Da'amah have order l'lav yasa. Namely, that you have Rav Yosi holds that when we single out have order, it's not coming to teach us to learn from it to all the other ones, but rather we're learning from it that have order has a separate status compared to all the other malach. And it's only a lav. We're saying that with all the other malachas, if a person does them amazed, he's chayev. If a person does them amazed with edim v'asra, he's chayev skila. No edim or asra, whatever, he's chayev kares. Rabbi Yosi holds actually that havara is a separate thing. Havara is a special situation. And there's no kares and there's no skila for it, only just a lav, and maybe therefore no chatas either. So, uh, uh, Okay, you have actually the Or Sameach wants to say that maybe even according to Rashi, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you would say okay, there's no kodesh, but if he does it b'nezid, he would get skila. So Rabbi Yossi would hold there are 39 malachas for which a person would get skila, but only 38 for which he gets kodesh or bun l'chatas. So if you say not like the Or Sameach, then it would mean that he would say that there's 38 for which you get skila either, and you don't get skila for havara. Whatever the case, Rabbi Yossi says that's why havara is mentioned separately. Not that we should learn from it to all the other malachas that each malacha has a separate status and a separate carbon, but rather just to tell us that something about itself, to tell us that all the other malachas are high of kares or skila, and this one is not. This one is only allowed. Okay, so Shmuel holds like that. So therefore, he can't learn chiluk malachas from there because Rabbi Yossi is not learning chiluk malachas from there. Therefore, he needs a separate drasha. The problem with that is...
So in other words, one opinion says that you need both. You need karis and the love to offer a separate korban.
No. It's not that. We know everybody agrees that you're not doing a korban unless something is high of karis. But Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no karis for havara. So not only it means you'd say there's no chatas for havara, but he would say that the pasuk didn't single it out in order to tell us a din that applies to all the other korbanos. The pasuk singled it out to tell us a din that applies to havara itself. That havara itself is not chayav kares and therefore no chatas. The Tanya, as in fact we learn in a bright, to havara l'lav yosef divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rav Nosson amar l'chalek yosef. Why is havara singled out? Rabbi Yossi says to teach us that it's only a lav, not an isur kares, therefore no chatas, but not to learn from it to the other malachas. And Rav Nosson says v'chalik yotzas. Rav Nosson says it comes to teach us that, as we said before, the concept of chiluk malachas, that each individual malacha you bring an individual chatas. So therefore, so you see, Rabbi Yossi doesn't learn chiluk malachas from there. So therefore, neither. So Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, he doesn't either. So the question is, okay, but Rabbi Yossi himself has a different drasha for chiluk malachas. So if you're going to say Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, then you should use that drasha. Like this, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, when the pasuk says va'asa me'achas me'hena, let's go now to a different pasuk. Rabbi Yossi says a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that says that if the person does an aveira me'achas me'hena, from these, then he brings a chatas. So why the me'achas me'hena? So Rabbi Yossi says, pa'amim shechayav an achas akolam. The implication is, sometimes you have achas, and sometimes you have hena. Achas is one, hena is these, meaning many. So pa'amim shechayav an achas akolam. Sometimes a person is chayav chatas for one of them, for one chatas for all of them. Pa'amim shechayav an achas achas. Sometimes the person is chayav, one chatas individually for each one. So yes, sometimes you have achas, and sometimes you have hena. And the Omer of Yossi will come in at my time of the Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's reason? Why did he darshan like that sometimes you have achas, and sometimes you have hena? Rashi explains the question is, in that case, then what are the men doing there? And the pasuk could have said, but also achas hena. So what are you doing with the men? Tosfos explains the question differently. We're gonna see now. The Gemara is gonna explain that you have a different drasha that you learn from these words me'achas mehena, and therefore the question is how are you learning chiluk malachas from it. So anyway, it's like this. Achas me'achas hena mehena, because you have like this. The Tosfos could have said the word achas, and instead it says the word me'achas. The pasuk could have said the word hena, and it could have said hena, in fact, it didn't even need to say hena at all. I mean, after all, the pasuk could have just said, but also achas, does one aveira. But instead it says me'achas, it says hena, which maybe it didn't even need to say hena at all, and it doesn't just say hena, it says me'hena. Therefore, we have a number of different drashas that we can learn from here. So like this, achas shi hena, hena shi achas. Number one, we can learn like this. You have sometimes an achas, one thing that a person did, one, not one thing that a person did, but one chilul Shabbos, which is Heina, for which he is bringing these many chatzos, because depending on the number of malachas that he did, sometimes you have a Heina sheyachas, you have many malachas, which is only one chatzos, namely where he did, namely where, as we said in the Mishnah, where he forgot that today was Shabbos. Then you have like this, as far, so that's as far as the Heina and Achas. Then as far as the Mem, we're darshining as follows. Achas Shimon, the Achas, would, an example of Achas would be doing one complete Malacha, for example, writing the word Shimon, where he intended to write the word Shimon and on Shabbos and actually wrote out the whole word. Nei Achas would be Shame the Shimon. What is the Nei Achas, what is the Mem doing? Is where he writes only the letters Shin Mem of Shimon. So you would see, you would say, you would argue, one second, he didn't do the entire malacha that he intended to, but it doesn't matter. Once he writes two letters, as we're going to go through, once we get to the list of malachas and once we get to the details of the malachas later on, then we're going to talk about that many malachas have a minimum shiur that a person has to do in order to be chayav achatas. In the case of writing that shiur is two letters, once he writes two letters, then he's chayav achatas. So once he writes Shin Mem of the word Shimon, which not only is two letters, but actually, as we're going to learn later on, as Mara is going to talk about on Daf Kuf Dalad, Daf Kuf Yimel Kuf Dalad, that spells out a word of its own. Shin Mem is a word, or even a name of its own, the word Shem. So he's already chayev in that case for writing two letters, even though he didn't write the complete word that he intended to. That's what we learned from the Mem of Mei Achas. So Achas is doing an entire malacha, and Mei Achas means even when he only did, Achas is when he did the entire amount of malacha that he planned to do, and Mei Achas teaches us, even if he didn't do the entire amount that he planned to do, as long as he did enough for it to constitute the minimum shiur for a malacha, then he's already chayev. So that's what we learn from the Mem. And when it says Heina, where you have Heina and Mei Heina, so Heina means always, Mei Heina Tovus. The word Heina, these, means that there's always Malachas. And Mei Heina means that there's also Tovus, that each Av Malacha has Tovus. They're Mei Heina, they're from Heina. So the same way as Achas and Mei Achas, we're saying the Mem means from. So he did, instead of doing Achas, the entire complete thing that he intended to do, he did Mei Achas, only some of it, only something from it. The same thing over here. He did an Av, or he did a Tolda, which comes from the Av. Then you have like this, Achas, and then you have like this. Now we finish off with the fact that the Pasuk puts together Achas and Heina means Achas Shehi Heina. So we said before, you're darshaning that sometimes there's Achas, which is Heina, and that is Zodin Shabbos v'Shiglas Malachas. That is the case where he made it on Shabbos because he knew that it's Shabbos, v'Shiglas Malachas, but he didn't know that each Malacha is Osir. Versus Heina Shehi Achas is the other way around, Shiglas Shabbos, Zodin Malachas. When do you have Heina where he broke Shabbos many different ways and he's only bringing Achas one carbon? That would be where he was shugging on Shabbos and made it on the Malachas. So that's when he's bringing one chassid. So again, Rav Nosson learned chiluk malachas from Loi Savaru. Rav Yossi disagrees, so he says Loi Savaru is needed for a separate purpose to teach us that havara is only a lav. But Rav Yossi himself darshins chiluk malachas from this me'achas mehena. So why did Shmuel need a third drasha for the purpose? And where he learned from Chalal El Mois Yuma. So the answer is Shmuel Achas Shi Heina Behena Shi Achas Loi Mashmali. The answer is Shmuel doesn't hold that the word Achas to learn this Achas Shi Heina Behena Shi Achas. He holds you can't doubt in that. Sure, you can doubt in from the positive about Mei Achas Mei Heina and learn from that you have the smaller amount of the larger malacha that he intended to do, or a tolda instead of an av. But to learn from it, the drasha about Achas Shi Heina and Heina Shi Achas, Shmuel disagrees that you can learn that from there. Shmuel needs his own drasha. Now, Tosfos points out, I mean, Shmuel is an Amora. He's not able to argue with all the Tanoim. So it's one thing that we said before, he's arguing with Rav Nosson, okay, because he has Rav Yossi to back him up. But now if we're saying he argues with Rav Yossi as well, then who is he going by? The Tosfos says, okay, apparently Shmuel had a Kabbalah that there were other Amoroi, that there were other Tanoim, rather, who learned this concept from who disagree with both Rav Nosson and Rav Yossi, and learn it from Chalalei Amos Yuma. Further on in the text, that Tosfos mentions that maybe Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. We had a lot of times in the Gemara so far Rav Shimon's opinion about Malacha Shein Tzuricha LeGufa and about Dover Shein Meskaven. There's a Tosfos later on in the Sechta that mentions that Reb Shimon might also disagree with Reb Nosson and Reb Yossi over here, and therefore Shmuel could be going like him. Okay, so therefore he needs his own Yerusha. Okay. So that's it. So we have three different ways of learning Chiluk Malachas. We have Reb Nosson's way of learning it from Havara. We have Reb Yossi's way of learning it from Me'achas Mehena, and we have Shmuel's way of learning it from Chalalei Amos Yuma. It could also be, Tosfos doesn't mention it over here, but it could also be that since maybe where we're doubting it from is not Negeil Halacha. Either way, the din is a din, therefore it doesn't matter. Therefore, maybe it doesn't matter so much if Shmuel has his own Jerusha for the purpose. Okay. Next. Bominei Rabbim Rav Nachman. Helem Zev Zev Yodei Mahu. What happens if a person has a helem on both things? So let's say he didn't know that it's Shabbos, and he didn't know that these are Malachim. So again, he knew about Shabbos. It's not that he completely forgot about Shabbos. Because that would be the first case of our Mishnah where it was only one Shregi. Here we're talking about, let's say Rashi explains, he knows the concept of Shabbos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos, and he doesn't know that these particular malachas are also on Shabbos. So we're not talking about necessarily that he doesn't know all 39 malachas. Rather, we're talking about that he doesn't know some of the malachas. He doesn't know five malachas, let's say. So you still can't say that he's shecheyach ikur Shabbos. You can't say he forgot the whole concept of Shabbos. He knows very well that there is a concept of Shabbos and that there are malachas on it. He doesn't know that these particular activities are malachas, and he also doesn't know that today is Shabbos. So what would be the din? So helam zevizya biyadei mahu. What would be the din? Do we make him bring one chatas or separate chatas? Tosfos asks the question that further on the Gemara seems to be implying that we're talking about even if he forgot all 39 malachas, you'd still have the question. So then in that case, if he doesn't know all the 39 malachas, then you're back to Shecheyach Ikur Shabbos. Unless you say that he remembers Tumen, but okay, then that's the same case that we dealt with before, where he doesn't know that we forgot all of Shabbos, and we said if he only remembers Tumen, then he's bringing one chatas. So Tosfos makes a distinction as follows: Shecheyach Ikur Shabbos is somebody who doesn't know about Shabbos to the extent that he has to start all over again. He forgot about Shabbos so completely, never learned about it so completely, that now he doesn't even realize if you remind him Shabbos. Then it's not going to mean anything to him. He completely forgot it. It's completely out of his mind. As opposed to the case we're talking about over here, he did forget all the malachas. He did forget that it's Shabbos, but it's not such a forgetfulness that if you remind him today is Shabbos, then all of a sudden it's all going to come back to him. Wait a minute. Yeah, today is Shabbos, and there are all these malachas that are off there. So it's not completely Hashecheyach Ikur Shabbos, says Tosfos. Okay, so that's the question over here. So he doesn't know today's Shabbos. He doesn't know that these are malachas. According to Rashi, he doesn't know particular malachas. According to Tosfos, maybe he doesn't know all of them, but it's not a complete forgetfulness that we talked about earlier in the Mishnah. So what would be the din? So Rava asked Nachman, what would be the din as far as the korban? Amalei, so Rav Nachman tells him, obviously, he brings one korban. Hare helam Shabbos v'yadei. After all, he has helam Shabbos. He forgot about Shabbos. Therefore, the ain't a chayev alachal. So he's only going to be chayev one. He's only going to be chayev one chata. So therefore, so because the main shogig, like we said on Amud Aleph, the main shogig that he did over here was to forget about Shabbos. I skipped a few lines. Adrabba, but you could ask, what's the logic? You could say the other way around. Hare helam melachas v'yadei. On the other hand, you could equally well say that he has helam melachas. He forgot about the melachas. V'chayev akol achas v'achas. And therefore, he should be chayev individually for each one. In fact, the logic is, the Ritva says, what's the logic that you're going to say? What's the logic you're going to say? If he forgot only the melachas, you're going to make him chayev, or you're going to make him chayev separate chatos. And because also he forgot Shabbos, therefore he gains, and therefore he only brings one chatos. What's the logic? Ela, Amar Rav Ashi chazinam. So Rav Ashi says, okay, you're right. You can't just say it's a matter of that because you have to look at the fact that he forgot Shabbos versus you have to look at that he forgot the malachas. You have to figure it like this. Chazinon. We have to look at the situation. E mishum Shabbos kaparish. What happens when he stops doing, when he comes to bring the kapara? Why is he bringing it? If it's because of Shabbos, if the Rashi explains, when he was Purish min Havera, when he stopped doing the Havera and comes to bring the Chatos, if it was that they told him, so to begin with, when he was doing the Havera, when he was doing the Melacha, what did they tell him that made him stop and realize he has to bring a Chatos? Is it that they told him today is Shabbos and therefore he stopped? Then it means it was primarily Helam Shabbos. Then Hare Helam Shabbos V'yadei. Then the main thing is that he forgot that it was Shabbos. The Ein Chayev Al Achas. And therefore he's only Chayev the one Chabbos. The Imashim Malacha Kaparish. If he stopped doing it because they told him this is a Malacha, then it means Hare Helam Malacha V'yadei. Then it means that he forgot that this was a Malacha. V'chayev Akalachas V'achas. And then he's Chayev separately. So it depends. What did they tell him? Tosa says, what do you mean? And if they had told him the other way, so what happens? So they see him doing the locha on Shabbos. They tell him, today is Shabbos, and he stops doing it. And if they told him this is a melacha, he might also have stopped doing it. So how can you say that just because whatever they happen to tell him is what should determine the number of chatois? It can't work that way. So therefore, Tosfos says what it actually is. We have to ask him later on. We ask him if right now we told you that it's Shabbos and therefore you stopped. If we had told you that this was a melacha, would you have stopped? So then we see. So if, for example, so we tell him today is Shabbos, and he immediately stops what he's doing, and later on we ask him, let me ask you, if instead of telling you today is Shabbos, if we had instead told you that this is a malacha, would you have stopped? If he actually says, no, I wouldn't, because I knew this was a malacha, I just didn't know that it was Shabbos, then obviously I'd tell him Shabbos, then he's bringing one chatos, as opposed to if they tell him today is Shabbos and he stops. But later on they ask him, you know, if we had asked you whether you stopped because of the malacha, and he says, yes, actually I would have because I didn't realize this is a malacha, then he has hella malacha. That's what Tosfos says is how we figure this out. So again, according to Rashi, it's just which one they happen to tell him. According to Tosfos, it's according to Rashi, it's which one they told him. According to Tosfos, it's which one they would have told him. So then we determine based on that whether his shogig was primarily Shabbos or primarily the Malacha. The Ritva brings another explanation that they just tell him, what are you doing? And then we see, what do you mean? What are you doing? And he answers back, what do you mean, what am I doing? It's not Shabbos today. And they tell him, yeah, it is Shabbos. Or, what do you mean, what am I doing? This isn't a malacha. Yeah, this is a malacha. And therefore, that's how you determine. Okay, the problem with that is, Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, but Ravina says to Ravashi, after all, okay, even no matter which one of these methods you use to find out what was his mazid and what was his trading, after all, klum parish mishabbos elam mishum malachas. After all, as we said before, the only reason he's stopping when they tell him it's Shabbos is because it's a malacha, that he realizes that it's a malacha, that's aser. Otherwise, if they just say it's Shabbos, then it doesn't mean anything unless this is also a malacha. Klum parish malacha is elam mishum Shabbos, and vice versa. If he stops when they tell him this is a malacha, it wouldn't mean anything if he still thought that it was Tuesday. Necessarily, it means that it's Shabbos. Ela lo shna. So therefore, Ravina says there shouldn't be a difference, whichever reason, whether if they told him today is Shabbos, or asked him what would you have done, or whatever, or not. Either way, always it would be Helam Zev Zev Yadrei, and he's always only bringing one chatas. So what it is actually so we had Rava's question, we had Rav Ashi had given an answer. Now it wasn't a complete answer because let's say for example when we see why he's stopping because of Shabbos or because of Malachas. Now for example, according to Tosfos's answer, let's say, which is that we tell him, we told you that it was Shabbos and therefore you stopped, but would you have stopped if we told you this is a Malacha? Now you could have a scenario where he says, yes, I would have, or no, I wouldn't have, but you could also have where he says, I'm not sure. Because I'm back to square one. Is he a shogig in one or is he a shogig in many things? So Rav Ashi's answer didn't completely answer the question. Ravina's answer completely answered the question. You always consider it that loishna. You always consider there's no difference. The fact that he had Helam Shabbos is the primary factor, and therefore he's bringing only one chatas. So in short, that's the answer. When there was Helam Zev Zev Yodet, he's bringing only one chatas. Okay. His Moshe says, Tanan, well, let's see. The next Mishnah says, Ovis Malachas Aboim Chotar Achas. We say there are 39 Ovis Malachas, Bahavinan Ba, and we ask the question, which we mentioned already yesterday, Minyana Lomali, why do we need the count? We ourselves can count up the number of Malachas that it says there and arrive at the number 39. The Amr of Yechanan Shema Son Kulam Behelam Echad Chai Bakalachas Achas. Rav Yechanan says it's to teach us that if he did all these 39 malachas in one helam, then he's bringing one chatas. So now let's figure out how that works according to Rava's Svara, that he should be chayev individually for each one, or of Ashi's that sometimes he can be chayev for each one, versus Ravina, who says he can never be chayev for each one when there was Helam Zeb Zeb Yadai. You're always going to say that he's chayev only one chatas in that case. So, Iyamet Bishleima Helam Zeb Zeb Yadai chayev akalachas v'achas. If you say that a person can be chayev chatas where he didn't know about Shabbos and he didn't know about the malachas, and we say that he's chayev on each chata, he's chayev a separate chata for each one, shafir. Okay, then that explains why the Mishnah is mentioning the number 39, because it's telling us that the maximum number of chatois that he could be bringing, and the chayev chatos, with the maximum number of chatois that he could be bringing for breaking one Shabbos, is 39. El i'amet helam Shabbos miyoda in chayev alachas. But if you say that when there's Helam Shabbos, that when he forgot that it was Shabbos and the Malachas, and again we're saying that's not the same case as where he didn't know about Shabbos at all, as we said before. So if you're gonna say that because Helam Shabbos Yodai ain't a Chayev Alachas, if you're gonna use Ravina's Svara and say because he had not only Helam Malachas, not just that he forgot the Malachas, but also that he forgot it was Shabbos, and therefore you're going to say that he's chayev only one chatas, heichem ashkachas lo, then what would be the scenario where he's chayev 39 chatos in the Mishnah? That would have to be bezodin Shabbos v'shivyos malachas. Necessarily, that would have to be where he knew that it's Shabbos, but he didn't know that these are malachas. Because again, according to Ravina, you would say if he doesn't know it's Shabbos and he doesn't know these other malachas, then there's only one chatas. Okay, but Hanicha isavolak Rav Yochanan. However, let's now go back to the machlokas of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which we discussed yesterday, about what is considered shogeg. Is it enough for him to be considered shogeg that he didn't know that this thing is chayav kares, or is it that in order to be chayav kares, to bring a chatas, is it that it's enough according to Rav Yochanan that he just doesn't know it's chayav kares, even though he knows it's a lav, but he said according to Rish Lakish, he actually has to know that it's a lav. He has to actually not know that it's a lav. If he knows that it's a lav, then he's not bringing a chatas. So we have to add. Let's revisit that machlokes. Hanicha is sova like Rav Yochanan. It works out well then if Ravina holds like Rav Yochanan, the amakivin sheshogeg b'kares apati shehizid b'lav, where Rav Yochanan says that you can even have where the person knows about the lav and he just doesn't know about the kares and he's still bringing chatos mashkachas lo diyodalei shabbos b'lav. Okay, so you can say very simple then. We're talking about where he knew that all the 39 malachas are lavim, but he didn't know that they are chayav kares. According to Rav Yochanan, he's a shogeg. Therefore, he's bringing a separate chatos for each one. So in other words, so you could have, there's Shigrias Shabbos, you didn't know it was Shabbos, there's also to a certain extent, according to Ravina, where there's Shigrias Shabbos and Shigrias Malachos, then we're saying he's bringing only one Chatos. So we're saying like this, therefore. So what would be the case where he's bringing separate Chatos, according to Ravina, only where he knew that it was Shabbos and the only thing he forgot was Malachos? So therefore, so if you're going to say he holds like Rav Yochanan, then good, you have a scenario where he's bringing 39 chatos, namely where he forgot that all of the malachas are chayiv kares. Ela, he saw the of Shimon and Lakish, but if you're going to say that Ravina holds like Rish Lakish, the Omer ad shiyishkeg v'lav v'kares, where Rish Lakish had said that he's only a shogeg if he doesn't know the lavin either. So now, so according to him, yodalei Shabbos v'mai. So what would be the case where he knows about Shabbos? So according to Rava and according to Rav Ashi, you don't have the question because they're saying that even when he forgot about Shabbos, as long as he also forgot about the malachas, then he's bringing separate chatos. So okay, we're talking about he forgot that today is Shabbos. He also forgot that these are malachas, and like Tosfos says, it's not that he forgot. It's not necessarily like he forgot. Like in the first case of the Mishnah, where he's completely unaware at all of the concept of Shabbos, and even if you mention to him Shabbos, it's not going to mean anything to him. We mean the kind of forgetfulness where as soon as you remind him, he's going to remember everything that he learned about it. So according to them, you have a case. In that case, he's bringing 39 chatos, because even though there was Shigrath Shabbos, there was also Shigrath Malachas. But according to Ravina, that in that case, he's only bringing one chatos, and according to him, the only case of 39 chatos is where he knew it's Shabbos and he was shogeg on the malachas. But we're back to the question. According to Rish Lakish, what does he know about Shabbos that it should be considered that he knows about Shabbos? If he doesn't know any of the malachas, then in what sense does he know about Shabbos? As we said yesterday, the fact that he knows about the essays of Shabbos, the fact that he knows about the mitzvah to rest, or the fact that he knows about Kiddush and Abdullah is not considered enough to make it that he knows about Shabbos. It has to be he knows some kind of lav of Shabbos. So what lav is that he knows? And the answer is, because according to Rabbi Akiva, tchumin are daraisa, and therefore, so suppose he knows that. He knows that there's an issur daraisa to go outside the tchum on Shabbos. More than that, he doesn't know. So he doesn't know that any, according to Rish Lakish, that any of the malachas of Shabbos involve even a lav, let alone kari. Therefore, even if Ravina agrees with Rav Shimon Lakish, then he would still say, okay, so there is a scenario. So the scenario where he's bringing 39 chatos would be where he knows about Tchumen. He doesn't know any of the other lavim of Shabbos. On the other hand, he knows that today is Shabbos. So therefore, that's when Ravina would say they chayav 39 chatos. But if he didn't know it was Shabbos and he didn't know these were malachas, then Ravina would say that he chayav only one chatos.
Ravina says that if he knows that it's Shabbos and he doesn't know that it's 39 melachos or any of the melachos, he brings one chatas.
No. Ravina, no. Everybody agrees, Ravina included, that if there was Zodin Shabbos for Shingas Melachos, that was the third case of our Mishnah, he knows that today is Shabbos, he doesn't know that these are Melachos, then he's bringing a separate chatas for each one, and the maximum is 39. All that's good. But what we're talking about over here, we were trying to figure out the case where he shogeg on both of them. So what we're asking is that we're asking what is the case according to Ravina where he's bringing the 39 chatzos. Because again, if it has to be that if according to Ravina, once Shigas Shabbos kicks in, then there's only one chatzos, then that means he has to have been mazed on Shabbos. But in what sense is he mazed on Shabbos? In what sense does he know that it's Shabbos and something is osur if he doesn't know any of the malachas? So the answer is only when he knows that tchumen are osur. But if, in other words, he didn't know that tchumen were osur either, then it would be considered shigras Shabbos and shigras malachas, according to the Shlokish. And therefore, if Ravina agrees with her Shlokish, then there would actually be only one chatas over there. Rava and Ravashi would still make him chayev. Rava would always make him chayev 39 chataris anyway, because Ravina doesn't. Doesn't care. Rava doesn't care about the fact that there was Shigas Shabbos. He focuses on the Shigas Malachas, and Ravashi would say it really depends on what you told him at the time. Did you tell him today is Shabbos, or did you tell him today, or did you tell him this is a Malacha, or did you ask him what would you have done if we had done such and such, or you say to him as the Ritva says, what are you doing, and he answers back, what do you mean, what am I doing? In any of those cases, so Ravashi would say that there you have cases where even though he was Shogeg on Shabbos. And we're showing you on Shabbos and Malachas, but we make one of them the primary, and he brings 39. But Ravina says there's no difference in that. You always figure the Shabbos as primary. Therefore, according to him, the only case when he brings 39 is Zodin Shabbos, where he knew that it's Shabbos, but he didn't know it's Malachas. He didn't know about Malachas. And the only
but how many Malachas? One or ten?
All 39, as many as 39. That's what we're saying. It can be a case where he didn't know all 39 of them, and he brings 39 chatzos. According to Ravina, the only case where that would work is as follows. So according to Ravina, it depends. If we take Ravina and we take Rav Yochanan's opinions together, then we would say, when is he bringing 39 chatzos? When he knew that all these things are osur, he just didn't know that they're chayev kares. So this is Zodin Shabbos to Shigas Malachas, that he's bringing 39. According to, on the other hand, if we combine together Ravina and Rish Lakish's opinion, then we're saying that the case would have to be, he knows that today is Shabbos, he knows something is osur on Shabbos, the something being chumin, and then he forgot that it's Shabbos. He knows that today is Shabbos. He knows that something is also today, namely Tchumen. He doesn't know that any of the 39 Malachas are also. Then that would be the only case, according to the combined opinion of Ravina and Rish Lakish, that he would be bringing 39 Chatzos. But again, if he had actually forgotten that today was Shabbos, or according to Rish Lakish, if he knew that today was Shabbos, but he didn't know even about Tchumen, then Ravina would say that still Shigas Shabbos takes precedence, and therefore he's bringing only one chatas.
So the only case where he brings 39 chatas is when he, according to Ravina,
and in turn according to Rish Lakish. That's what the Gemara is saying. The reason we only need to do this if we say that Ravina agrees with Rish Lakish's opinion that he has to not know about the Lavin in order to be considered a Shogeg. So then the only case where Ravina would make him chayav 39 chatzos, if we take those two opinions together, Ravina and Rish Lakish, is where he knew that today is Shabbos, he knew about Tchumen, and he didn't know about anything else.
But if he knew about Shabbos, but he didn't know about each of separative each melacha.
No, that's what we're saying. If he knew that today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know about the melachas, that is Zodin Shabbos, which is just melachas. That's exactly what we're dealing with. However, Ravina would say that if that's fine, then he's bringing separate chatois, but there has to be Zodah and Shabbos over there. Because Ravina would say, if there was Shigras Shabbos and Shigras Malachas, then there's only one chatois. So we have to construct a scenario where there is Zodah and Shabbos, and at the same time, Shigras Malachas. And according to the Shlokish, the only such case is where he knows about Tchumen.
And why we say, let's say in the case that he, there's Zodah and Shabbos, but Shigras Tchumim, only Tchumim. Why Tchumim specifically instead of other Malachas?
Because we're trying to find a case where he's chayav 39 chatos. There's no chatos for going outside the Tchum on Shabbos. It's a lamb, but there's no chatos in it. So we're trying to find, given that the next Mishnah gives us a number 39, we're trying to understand why the Mishnah tells us that number when we could easily count the Malachas for ourselves. It's meant to teach us that there is a case where a person brings 39 chatos. What is that case? So now we're saying, according to Ravina, we have to construct that case. And that case would involve Zodin Shabbos. And according to Rish Lakish's understanding, Zodin Shabbos could only be where the only lav of Shabbos that he's aware of is Chumin. Because if he doesn't know about any lav of Shabbos, if he knows about the lavin but not about the Karid, Rish Lakish doesn't consider him to be a Shogig. And if he doesn't know about Tchumen either, then Ravina is not considering him to be Zodin Shabbos, because he doesn't know anything significant enough about Shabbos for it to be considered that he knows that it's Shabbos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, Ravashi,
so meanwhile, Rava has no problem with all of that, because Rava is just saying that even where there's Shigras Shabbos, he's still bringing separate Chatois always. So there's no problem. Whether he knows about Tchumen or not, either way, all we look at is he didn't know these 39 Malachas, then 39 Chatzos. We don't care whether he knew today was Shabbos or not.
Right.
And according to Ravashi, we say it depends on the scenario. We tell him, we tell him, what are you doing? Or we tell him, stop, this is a Malacha, or stop, this is Shabbos, or whatever, and see what his reaction is. Or according to Tosfos, we asked him afterwards, we told you this, but what if we had told you the other? So again, according to Ravashi, you have scenarios where even though he didn't know about the Malachas, where he didn't know about both, about Shabbos or the Malachas, and sometimes he's bringing one Chatos and sometimes 39, depending on the situation. Only according to Ravina did we have to figure out the specific case where he's bringing 39.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So.